stupid. Oh my gosh.
Adam, so you opening an episode of what?
For real, we waiting for you.
Yo, what is good? People, welcome to Talk to Me Nice.
First of all, you gotta pause the music. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, let's not.
Wait, am I really opening it?
Yes.
Here we go.
No, like, you're serious?
Here we go. I'm gonna sit here and you figure it out.
Oh, wait. Let me get up.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Okay. All right. Yo, what is good, people? We are back with another episode of Talk to Me Nice, and it's your boy Adams Desir. That's A D A M S D E S I
R. We'll be here all day.
Because he be doing the. Okay, I'll pass it over. Mally, the OG.
What was the R?
Never.
Don't feed into it. Guys, we're going to continue.
I'm sorry.
We'll be here forever.
I didn't mean. It was in the moment. I tried to make an R, but I couldn't. It was a lot. I was trying to do the way you do it when you're like, okay. Why?
Please don't do that in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, you got to kind of like. Ooh.
She said, my people would never.
Don't do that in Puerto Rico.
Gang
why?
Sign.
Exactly.
For real.
No, it's not a gang sign. It's a peace sign. It's the Y. It means this is why.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway,
Mally.
Yo, it's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_KAY. Had to slow it down. You already know the vibe. Jason told me I was going too fast. He said, boy. Nobody knows who you are. Yeah,
MAL triple I underscore K-A-Y.
It's like, relax. You already know the vibe.
Oh, my God. It's your boy Will with the visuals. You can follow me on all social media platforms at I am Will underscore visuals. One more time. I am Will underscore visuals.
Did you forget for a second? Be honest.
No, I just messed up on platform. I was just trying to play.
We are just not on the game right now.
Right? No, not at all.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan.
What we
music.
Finna do?
Check me out.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you're feeling the vibe, oh sorry. We have a guest.
You forgot about me?
Yeah,
come on.
Introduce the guest.
And we are here with our guest, Damaris. Introduce your social media, please.
I don't know really you.
Well, I mean.
No, I'm kidding. DDell322 on Instagram.
Woo, woo.
All right.
Dancing Lovely on Snap and GC Reading on Instagram as well.
Okay. Nice. Let them know what they can find you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, guys.
But hey, if you're liking the vibe, make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe. Hit that notify bell on YouTube so you never miss an episode. We on the road to 5K subscribers. We already know how much we love you guys. Thank you for getting us there. Make sure you guys get us there. Share it with your friends. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. That's TikTok, Instagram, TikTok. Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere that you look, so make sure you don't look too hard because you'll definitely miss something. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you tell your favorite podcast who your favorite podcast is. You already know the vibes. It's Talk to Me Nice. Let's get it started.
What you got, Adams? What you got?
I have a question to ask you, actually, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
How often are we dropping episodes?
Why'd you ask him?
Oh, shoot. Damn it. Did I mess up again? I was supposed to ask. Oh, God. Guys. Wait, hold on.
Will, please.
Let me ask you, man.
Oh, God.
How often are we dropping?
Oh. Every single week.
Adams needs some media training.
Every single week. Okay, I got it. Guys, I got it. Go ahead.
You've been on 8 episodes.
Guys, that's crazy, bro. Look, you know what's crazy? I realized that I messed up
as you made that face.
Yeah, I realized it. You made that face. And
he was like, I was like, are you going to ask Will to ask Jason?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I know.
But he was staying on it. I was like, okay, he's taking his time.
But I committed
to it. I said the
it.
Flow was just.
I had no choice but to commit. All right. And we are going to do what now?
You know what I'm saying? Everything falls on you, Will. Please, Will,
it's the marriage. It's the marriage.
Please kick us off. She's making him nervous. What is going on with Adams today?
Why, Adams? Because I'm in your world right now.
I'm sorry. Just please.
Will, get us started with the first game. I don't know what Adams is on.
So, the marriage.
Okay.
So, how you feeling being on the podcast so far?
I feel good. Thank you for having me.
Good. So, we love to play a game with our guests. Mini games. But the first game that I want to start with is One Has to Go. And it's just for you. Strictly just for you.
Oh, God. What did you tell them?
I ain't saying nothing.
So,
I don't know about this.
So, One Has to Go. Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Sleep Token.
Oh.
Bible Study.
Oh.
Or Your Kid.
That's crazy.
Damn.
One has to go.
Damn.
Your kid. So, I don't love him anyway.
Definitely not my kids in Bible study.
Come on now.
Talk to
them. Need them both.
I hate you.
What did I do?
You set me up.
I don't know. Backstreet Boys are my boys for life, so it's gonna have to be Sleep Token for now.
Interesting. Wow. Okay.
Backstreet Boys. I don't even know what Sleep Token is, but Backstreet Boys.
I'm a Backstreet Boy lover.
Okay. Backstreet Boys.
You don't want to find out. What
I have a history.
You have a history.
What is the history?
I'm curious. Yeah.
Well. Growing up in New York City, you know, made a lot of friends and was a little groupie for the Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I traveled for them, met them, hung out with them, did a lot of, like, I lived life. That was exciting.
I lived life.
I did.
You wanted it that way, huh?
Yep, I sure did.
You wanted it that way?
I wanted AJ McLean. I swore I was going to marry him.
Oh, my God.
Who?
AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, boy.
I swore I was going to marry that man.
That's pretty dope, though, going on tour.
I had him on my...
Yeah, it was nice. We made friends with, like, bodyguards and stuff and was able to, like, go backstage. It was fun. Britney Spears, NSYNC. We did a lot of boy bands.
Now, why were they Backstreet? What's in the Backstreet?
I don't know. That was just the name of the band.
Okay.
Interesting.
But it's funny because growing up, we used
Backstreet Boys. If you
there's an actual group called Blackstreet.
Because we're the Blackstreet Boys. I don't know if you
heard. So we're going to get up and dance?
I don't know if you heard. I don't know about dancing, but we do be breaking out in the song.
Sometimes.
All right, so I like to hear it, guys.
Serenade.
You know.
So
Adams, we have to make sure it's a song that Adams knows the words to
because he didn't rehearse with us.
That's probably
he's too popular to rehearse.
Again, yeah,
his media training is all over the place.
Okay, yeah, but it's okay. Right. Not it's too okay. much.
He'll
on
get there.
Me.
He'll get there.
Not too much.
A sleep token. Okay. Interesting.
So next game we're playing is called Blind Ranking. So it's basically we're going to give you a category or a topic to talk about, and it's going to be one topic, and then I'm going to give you something else to talk about, and you have to rank it. From 1 to 5. But you can't change the ranking once you say the first one. So if I tell you the first one is pizza, you can't change it. And now you say, oh, I want it to be 4. I want something else to be higher. So whatever you pick, that's what we start with.
And what are the rules, Adams?
What's rules, Adams?
The rules are whatever I agree with.
clearly.
Is the answer.
Clearly.
Let's just majority rules.
Yes.
That's the way he meant
majority
to say it.
Same thing. Majority. I am.
But do we all get the same?
Yeah, we get the same list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all with you.
Don't let Adams.
Hey, look at me.
All right. We locked in.
So the first.
Come on, Twin.
The first category.
I don't know. You're April Aries.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry.
The first category is best Backstreet Boys songs.
Okay.
All right.
Songs?
I don't know any of the Backstreet Boys songs besides I Want It That Way.
Okay.
Are you serious?
That is a damn shame.
All right. That's a shame. That couldn't
be
me.
I don't know the names of them, but if you play them, I'll know them.
So with that being said, this is the first one.
Oh, you're going to play them?
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
Baby.
Okay.
So you have to rank this from 1 to 5. We're going
to have
to
defer.
5 being the lowest?
Yes.
Yep.
5.
Really?
Okay. That was quick.
That was quick.
Quick and confident.
I was going to say 5 too because I didn't even know what was going on.
Crazy.
Okay.
We're going to put that at 5.
That is definitely one of my least favorites.
Well, okay. What's the name of that song, Baby? She said
quit
it.
Playing games.
Yeah, oh, quit yeah, playing games in my close. Heart.
Okay.
This is the next one.
My
damn, Ashley drew a blank on that one. That's a shame.
It's better than achy breaky.
This is the next one.
You can make it right.
Okay.
I'm going to say number 3 for me.
I think this is a 2. This is a bop.
Can I be honest?
I had the CD.
Go ahead.
Be honest.
Be honest, Adams.
I'm more of an NSYNC guy.
Yeah.
You're an NG.
Get out.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
No.
Don't say it. Don't say it. I'm an NSYNC guy.
I'm an IG.
Can I be honest?
No, it's NSYNC.
It's NG.
It's NSYNC.
Yeah, N.
I'm more of an N.
He said NSYNC.
NSYNC. Listen, look. I'm more of a Bow Wow kind of guy.
I think
Bow Wow is better than NSYNC. Actually, NSYNC has a couple good songs. Not okay. Like the
I think that song
though.
Is two, though.
So
I'm gonna have to say two also.
Okay.
I didn't say two. I said, oh, you're two.
Yeah. So okay. two.
We're gonna put at two.
But I also agree with two.
Jason. What I don't know what.
But wait, is what albums did you pick?
You already
from?
Know what song is gonna be so number one.
Of course, line, that's know? True. That's true.
Everybody.
You don't know, do you?
But I trust the marriage. I'm gonna have to go with three.
Do you?
Three.
Huh? Is it White Lie?
So is it two or three?
Fine, I'll put it at three.
I'm gonna say three.
Y'all serious? Yeah. I trust. Right, so I trust
this
the fan.
This is where we start. This is
I trust
where we start.
The fan.
So three. Okay, she's the fan. Fine. Super fan.
Watch how you be mad.
Super fan.
Watch
so how you this be is mad. Three. This is three.
Wow. Why would I be mad?
This is the next one.
Four.
Yeah, four.
Too slow.
Nah, chill.
Those songs that are like not even that good. Okay. Well, no, these are good. It's just four. This is four for me.
Okay.
This is four.
Yeah.
Four.
I'm about to double down.
I guarantee you, my top favorites are not on your list.
This song is a two-pack.
Two-pack ad.
Damn, so I already gave up 3, 4, 5, and you're probably going to hit me with another one that's a five.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, this is the next
that's
one.
That's the beauty of this game.
Oh, it's I got too many memories with this one.
Okay. Wait, we did already. We did 3, 4, 5.
I'm afraid to put this at one. Because I don't know what you're going to play next.
What on
but
God's earth
might be another
this?
Five, you know?
I even know the dance to this. Everybody
is this
back again.
Is that what it is?
You didn't know this song?
Oh, no. I know this song.
This is one.
I just didn't know how this started.
Damn.
This is one.
This has to be one. Yeah, this has to be a one for me.
Song.
I got too many memories with this one.
This is
man, is that your friend?
That's my
him?
Man singing right
there.
That's
your man.
Am I a rejection?
That's your man singing.
Yeah,
that right there. That's my man.
That's
it
right there. That's AJ right there. Look at him. He said, "Yeah, yeah."
Now
he's looking at me.
Am I sexual?
And looked him right in the eyes.
Yeah,
that line was for her.
I'm not gonna
lie.
Yep,
this has to be number one. There's no. Yeah,
it's number one because I have a feeling you're gonna have another one I don't like on there.
All right,
I'm gonna give it number one too.
Rock your body.
Yes, I'm loving this. Yeah. You even know the dance. Look at you rocking. I see it. I see
come
it.
Come on now.
We have a Backstreet Boy in here.
Don't make me stand up on this set. I start bouncing.
Well, so this song will be automatically number two.
Okay.
Who's calling my phone?
Oh. Yep. I'm cool with this.
That should have been number five.
What?
This song? I'm so tired of this song. Like,
what?
I don't understand. I don't know.
This song is definitely number
now
two.
Now number five. Everybody.
I want it that way.
It was number five.
This
number
song
five
is so
my brother.
Out.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
I hate you.
It was number five.
I think that we need to make an exception. It's my first time here. Let's move that one to number five.
That's not the point of the game.
No. No. I told you to stick with me, and you chose not to. So now.
Well, they're asking me first, so that's not fair.
I never want to hear you say.
Next time I'm going to look at you.
Oh, just
look
chills.
At me. Just chills. Chills. Little chills.
Okay.
Serenading over here.
I'm loving
fire,
every
fire,
minute
fire.
Of it.
That's a fire number two. That's a fire list. That's fair.
I'm cool with that list. I'm cool
you
with
fair?
That list.
I'm
fair?
Okay with
fair?
It. I'm not angry at it.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
I'm not highly upset.
I had it that way. I could go to Burger King, have it that way. Like, you know, you never know.
You never know.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. Or you can get with this, or you can get with that. Or you can get with this, or you can get with that. Or you can get with this, because
this is where it's at.
Okay.
Doop, dop. Dip
a deep. We haven't done now. This or that in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's
been a minute.
Speaking.
Next game.
This or that.
Oh, shoot.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even know you had that.
For real?
That was a clean
it
pull.
In
that
with was a- it blended in. I was like,
yeah.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
ahead.
Okay. Okay.
Don't
speaking
get too excited,
of this
game,
or that.
Come on now. Media training. Media training. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Speaking of this or that.
Bring the energy up. Bring the energy up.
Okay. Speaking of this or that.
There it is.
I have a selection for you. So basically how you play this game is you just you know, this or that. Mm-hmm. Or you can get with this, or you mm-hmm. can get with that. Or you can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. So that's how you play that game. All right. So
gotta finish.
You done? No, I was done.
It's like you score the touchdown, but then you don't celebrate. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there. I'm just like,
right there. We're all just looking at you.
Okay. All right. I'm media training. We'll talk after this episode.
Mm-hmm. To the goal line with the football in your arms.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still new here.
Oh my God. You're not. I am.
I'm still kind of new.
Go ahead.
You've done 10 episodes now.
Nine.
No. No, this is your 10th. One, you did 10.
This is your 10th.
Are you sure?
Congratulations.
And it's a very special one.
Congratulations on your 10th episode.
Okay.
You made it further than a lot of people.
Hey.
Don't do that.
He's actually making time for you guys.
I just want to point out
that I am in no part of any shade at all. At all.
So get to the game then.
Okay, I'm at the game. I'm at the game. All right. So, Backstreet Boys reunion tour, or would you rather have a Sleep Token secret show?
What is Sleep Token?
Yeah, can you describe to us what Sleep Token is?
Sleep Token is a...
It's a bunch of sleeping coins?
I'm just going to say this about Sleep Token.
Are you able to pull it up, Jason?
Huh?
Are you able to pull it up? Like an image of Sleep Token?
We don't need the image. It's the lyrics.
No. Y'all
need
the image.
It's about the music.
I
got some loose change in my pocket.
The thing with Sleep Token is nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows what they look like. Nothing. They wear masks when they perform. They write all their music. They're very talented.
Okay.
But they look like demons.
They legit look like monsters. You found it?
But their music is good. Their music is good.
Jason, you found it? Yeah.
Yes.
That's Sleep Token.
Now play a clip.
What the hell?
Play a clip of Dangerous.
I don't know.
That's the lead singer.
If you play anything from.
No, it's not.
I'm about to hear a loud
scream. No, you're not. I'm telling you, play Dangerous. We're about to do. What do they do?
Let's never see.
It's nothing like that, I promise.
Okay.
Listen. Wait,
what am I playing?
Dangerous. It's off their new album. Even Emergence is good.
Okay. Emergence.
No, just play Dangerous. Play Dangerous or you can play Caramel.
Emerging what?
What's happening?
We emerging out here.
Sleep Token. We're about to do a blind. What they do on Instagram? The blind.
Blind what?
Whatever. Right. When you hear it for the first time, blind reaction.
Blind reaction.
There we are.
Okay.
Oh, this is it.
No.
Oh,
I resonate with that though.
I'm playing it now.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
But you gotta let it get to the part to the breakdown.
This is Dangerous.
No, that's not Dangerous. Not by Sleep Token.
What?
Girl, I can't notice but to
notice you noticing
me. From across the room, I can see you.
And then I'm gonna answer your question.
Okay. Looking. All right.
Noticing you.
You got it ready?
Noticing me. Watch out.
Jason's about to hit that Latin club with us tonight.
So dangerous.
That girl is so
dangerous.
That girl is a
This is definitely not Sleep Token.
I'm sorry.
I got it. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, Lord.
No, that's not Dangerous. That is not Dangerous. Oh, wait, is it?
I would hear this at somebody's funeral. That's crazy.
Wow.
What's the name of this song? This ain't Dangerous.
Don't sound dangerous.
Boo!
Boo! Boo this man!
Tomato.
There we go.
You can just hear all the black people in the air just be quiet.
Listen to it. Listen to the lyrics.
Okay.
What the hell?
Is that their...
Damaris, what you be listening to?
She's going off, folks.
Okay.
Wait, listen to it. Shut up.
It's giving Fire Nation.
You have to listen, though.
You're not even listening to the lyrics.
I'm sorry.
I'm waiting for a drop.
It's coming.
Okay.
It is a little bit slow, but it's coming.
This actually would probably go crazy in the festival.
Probably.
Yeah, high.
He's singing to a
if
girl.
You're what?
What'd you say about
from high as a kite?
If you high?
I don't know what is going on.
You be blowing up for sure.
I'm looking at this and I'm just like.
All right, everybody silent. It's about to drop.
Okay.
All right.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the drop. I was expecting more.
I was expecting metal. That's what I'm saying.
Like
everybody thinks
drop.
That they're just a strict metal band. They're not. They sing a little bit of everything.
Interesting. So, what made you?
And
like,
they
what,
write their
what
music.
What got you like connected with them? Like,
actually, I don't know. A friend of mine played the song, if you put, "Do you wish that you loved me?" Mm-hmm. That's what I started with them. And I was like, oh shit, I could get down with this.
Interesting.
And then I just started listening to all their lyrics and I was like, damn, I could relate to a lot of this music.
Uh-oh.
But don't get me wrong, there are some music where it goes into that screaming shit. And that's where I'm like, oop, skip.
So you can't go to a concert because they won't go there.
They have a mosh pit and stuff, and I don't do that. So
you know mosh pits?
I'm good.
Right kick, left fist, both fists.
But if you take if you take the time to sit and listen to their lyrics, I guarantee you, you'll find a couple songs that you like.
Mosh pits scare me, man. Mosh pits like really scare me.
I was expecting this when I saw that.
Yeah, pretty much.
They have a couple songs like that. The Summoning, if you play the Summoning.
The Summoning what?
Summoning what?
What are they summoning?
The Summoning what?
That's an actual, like.
You're not hearing me.
And
what
the Offering.
What are they summoning?
I don't care.
Nothing.
What are they
They're
summoning?
Not, what? It, their songs are all about love and sex.
I don't care. What are they summoning? What are they summoning?
Listen to the lyrics, but you won't get through the song.
That'd be stupid.
You know what song you should listen to? To the lyrics. It's called Ascensionism.
I don't even know how to say it.
Right?
What are you ascensioning?
But he's talking about a woman. He's talking about a woman and how she basically destroyed him. And he's like,
"What do you
mean?
Who made you like this?"
I can relate.
What do you
and
mean by that?
You just gotta hear the lyrics.
Wait, what is it? Ascension? What?
Yes, that.
Why did I think that's spelled with an E? I'm dumb.
Okay. I definitely do the same thing.
It's my accent.
Ascensionism.
I said it wrong.
Ascensionism.
It's my little New Yorican accent. To answer your question, though, Backstreet Boys reunion tour anytime.
Okay.
Who's in the Backstreet Boys again?
Ronnie.
No, those are the lyrics.
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky.
Yeah, see, it's very depressing, but it's good.
Well, I know what you want.
No, it's not like that at all. If you actually play it, you'll be shocked.
Oh my gosh.
When it goes, "Who made you like this?" is almost like a little rap.
Okay, who encrypted your dark gospel in
yep. Who made you like this?
Snapback
who
in blissful anguish. Golly.
Yep.
Oh my God.
He's angry.
Past what might be eating me from the inside. Oh my God. Half algorithm, half deity.
Yes.
What kind of deity, Damaris? So, what are we doing now?
Hey, can we just
go ahead.
There's one more song. There's like one more song that this just reminds me of. It's, I just want to play it real quick.
Off to reap the corn.
Yo, get out of here. Get out of here.
How do you know these lyrics?
I caught a
why on earth?
What is this?
Are you familiar
that's
with
Sinners?
This?
And why are you dancing to this? Oh, is that from
a
movie?
To cut up.
I heard that movie was really good. I'm actually supposed to have a movie night with Joe Bennett tomorrow.
Oh.
He's coming over so we can watch it. We have a movie night.
Great movie.
No, I'm not even going to invite you because you're going to play me.
Oh, okay. All right. So can we? Next question?
Yeah, go ahead. Next question.
Yeah, next question. Okay.
Wait, he's jamming.
Go off now.
Okay.
Nah, next question. Go ahead.
Okay.
Would you rather be forced to deliver a 30-minute speech to 1,000 strangers naked or have your most embarrassing secret displayed on Times Square billboard for a week?
Ooh. I don't think I have that you many could. Embarrassing secrets, so you could, I'll be naked.
Bucket naked. Mm-hmm.
Bucket naked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Butt booty naked.
Yeah, butt booty naked.
Butt booty naked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many people watching me?
1,000. 1,000 strangers.
Remind me again?
1,000 figures?
What strangers. You doing? What you doing to
1,000 strangers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Neither one of them scare me.
All right.
One more time.
I don't have secrets. I'm an open book.
I suppose if an exotic dancer could do it, I could do it, right?
Facts.
I think so.
That's it. They throwing money at me?
You just I don't know.
A little silent token?
Am I just reading a speech?
Sleep token.
It?
Get it right.
My bad.
Am I just sitting there?
I don't know.
Am I just standing there like this?
Or am I dancing?
You could stand however you want to deliver the speech.
Oh, my gosh. Bucket naked do that is wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I'll go with butt naked too.
Okay.
But in reality,
we all bucket naked.
I can't think of an embarrassing secret that would be like.
Yeah, me either.
I have secrets.
I share. I overshare all the time. So
I don't know what that means exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know why you said it.
I think Adams ties people up in his basement and shit.
Hey, whoa! I am not into 50 Shades, people.
To Adams,
huh?
Adams,
you make
usually,
it look
right.
Yeah.
Like when you're doing this, you always have the option to pivot to the next thing. You don't have to listen. You can just go right to.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Just, no, I knew that.
Get that guy.
Yeah.
Just
trying to help you out. No, I knew that. So would you next?
Why aren't you answering?
I mean, I answered the last one.
So what was your answer for this one?
What was this one?
See, Will, there's this thing called listening, right? So he listens to the question.
Rosie's the one asking questions. That's why. He's like,
yeah, nah. Wait, Jason didn't answer either.
I did. I said butt naked.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that one. That was what I meant. Yeah. I thought you were talking about a new one.
Oh, no. We still on butt naked. Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
I'm going to shake my ass.
Oh, my God. You ain't going to touch your ass?
Okay.
Give me a cold ginger ale.
All right. Would you rather step on a Lego for the rest of your life?
What?
Barefooted.
Yeah. Who put him in charge of these questions?
Get your belt loop caught in the door every day.
Belt loop?
Oh my gosh. That's frustrating.
First of all, I don't wear
frustrating.
Yes, you do.
Belt loop.
You got to do better next time. You really do.
Huh?
You got to do better.
A lot of my stuff don't got belt loops on it, so I guess
you I wear tights, so.
So
it's very
no
rare.
That means,
okay,
so then you're stepping on a Lego.
That means every
time
I wake up,
I step
on a Lego.
Every day I got a 3-year-old.
There it is. Yep.
Every time I wake up, I got to step on a Lego.
Yeah.
I'd rather get my belt loop cut. Because I'm going to be mad dramatic with it too. Oh!
Nigga, go down.
I walk into a Starbucks. Oh!
Like Peter Griffin.
Okay.
A Lego just sounds uncomfortable, man.
Yeah, it really hurts.
It really hurts. Oh my gosh.
It 100% does.
Okay. Another one for all of us. Would you rather.
You're not answering, though.
You got to answer, too.
Yeah, I said Lego.
You did say Lego?
Yeah.
You didn't say secret or butt naked.
Okay, you know what? I lied.
He said he had secrets.
I said Lego now. I'm saying it now.
Hey, Adams, would you rather sit in a room with two dogs or stop going to church?
Oh, that's a good one. Let him cook. Let him cook.
Let him think about it.
The smoke is coming out of his ears.
What's your answer? Oh.
You know your hatred for pets.
What's your answer? Where's your membership?
Where's your membership?
Do you have a wristband? Where's your wristband? We don't see your wristband.
Where's your membership?
Oh, wow, that's actually disgusting a little bit.
It's a dog, or
I feel like it's an easy choice, but go
for
ahead.
Real, yeah. I'm
gonna have to say sit in a room with the dogs.
Well, I'm glad that you said that. Let's bring the dogs down.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys should be really concerned that he doesn't like pets the way that he does.
Oh, man.
Otter Casper, up.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You sat in my house with my cats.
Oh, my gosh. I wish we did that.
I'm glad you said that. Come right this way.
Yes, Stella and Tank.
Oh, my gosh.
They were there at the birthday party, and you were there.
Oh, so you like cats, but not dogs?
No,
that's racist.
It's very
no,
telling.
That's not
that's
at all.
Gotta be racist.
I didn't know that she had
that. That gotta be racist.
That's a little racist.
Wow,
you support
racism?
Black business.
Yeah. Wow, I support black businesses. Yes, I do.
Mm. Okay, now I gotta clip that.
Yeah. What did I say wrong?
Sarcasm. No, because I have a clip of you saying you don't support black businesses. Anyway,
so I need
that question.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. God. All right. Okay. Okay. Would you rather find a cockroach in your mouth every morning?
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
Oh.
Who put you in charge of this?
Why?
Or.
You could have made a simple coffee or tea and shit.
No.
A cockroach.
Or would you rather eat macaroni and cheese from Diddy's mom?
From whose mom?
Diddy?
What's wrong with Diddy's mom?
Oh, you guys didn't know.
No, I know.
So apparently,
yo,
Diddy's mom would store Diddy's kids in a jar.
Yo,
and drizzle it over mac and cheese.
Hey, yo.
For consumption for her and her guests.
Wait, who's eating it?
Her?
Whoever wants to eat it.
Oh,
oh
nah.
My god.
Oh nah. Oh nah. Macaroni and sperm is crazy.
Ew.
It's insane.
Macaroni and nut. That's insane.
Was she trying
that's
to
insane.
Like create
that's
babies?
I don't know what she's trying
like,
to do.
She needs a job at Wendy's.
We see.
That's crazy.
You are eating like.
Ooh, this is delicious.
It's got a little tank to it.
It's a little nutty.
It's got a little.
Tastes a little pineapple.
What you put in? It's a little sweet. What you put in this?
Baby oil?
He drinking that orange juice every day.
Said, nah, this ain't right. Nah, this ain't right. There's something going on. All
you
hear
is you hear a grown man whisper in the back. Oh, take that, take that.
Oh my God.
That's it.
He said, macaroni.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah,
she said
he's
a parting gift. Everybody walks away with a piece of my son.
I'm waking up with a cockroach.
Okay.
I make the best mac and cheese in the world.
can it be the same cockroach? Does it have to be a different cockroach?
Oh my God. I think I'll take the mac and cheese.
Form like a partnership?
Sorry. I'll take the mac and cheese. I'm sorry.
You'll take the mac and cheese?
I'm sorry, I don't do bugs.
Oh!
Do you only have to eat the mac and cheese once?
Forever.
Oh, forever?
It's an everyday thing.
Every day?
How much nuts do you got? I don't think he's got enough for every day. I'm going to call you out on that. I'm going to call you out of that one.
He got plenty in there.
You would pick what?
I'm picking the cockroach.
I'm going to pick the cockroach. Oh, my mac and cheese. I can't do enough of that. Yeah, I'm going to do cockroach.
Yeah, I'll go with the cockroach.
Macaroni and nuts.
It's easier for a female. Okay. Let me stop.
Yeah.
The man's like, next I gotta question. Grab it. I gotta go for it.
What is going on this podcast? Adams is never gonna be in charge again. I guess.
Definitely not of this.
I
or
guess
that.
You can call it Mac Woo. And D's.
Next question.
Next question.
Tomato, tomato, tomato.
All right. Next question.
Let's move on to the next question.
Okay. All right. Next question.
That was
next
not question. It.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That was.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. I got one. Would you rather wear someone else's sweaty shirt or use someone else's toothbrush?
Can it be sweaty shirt from when you're done with the gym?
Oh, I'll gladly take that.
As in my specific as in my specific one?
Yes, your specific shirt.
I mean, I guess.
And then I would choose that because if I put that on, now I feel motivated.
Okay.
All right. There it is.
I have a picture of Adams on my wall as motivation.
Yep. Okay.
All right. If you guys were wondering.
That is a blatant
lie. We all do.
You ever see white chicks when they had the big portrait? Like, who was that? That's my trainer.
That's my trainer. That's Adams right there with his bicep.
Yeah. Just sitting there. I don't even work.
Well, if it's your sweaty gym shirt, I'll take it. I'll sleep with you every night.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I could do sweaty if it's a...
You going to clip that? Huh?
I'm not putting somebody else's toothbrush in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm not doing
that. Sweaty shirt.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'll brush my teeth with my finger first.
Sweaty shirt.
Okay. All right.
A toothbrush is crazy.
All right. Okay. We're doing good. Okay.
Adam's sweaty shirt.
Would you rather eat?
I'm not eating no more shit.
Yeah, what am I eating?
Well, I got to eat something.
Hey. I'm in charge here.
Keep putting food in my mouth, man.
What's the next one?
Stay off my plate. All
right, ready? Would you rather eat a bowl of human hair?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Or drink
who put
a blended smoothie of clipped toenails?
Can I put yogurt in it?
No.
What am I blending
exactly
it with?
The way that I said
gotta,
it is the way got, that I
said
it. How do
you blend it? I need a liquid.
Yeah,
it's
you
not going to work.
Put liquid in there.
You got to put liquid in there.
What's the liquid?
Almond milk?
It's just blended toenails.
It has to blend with something.
I mean, if we're blending it, it's going to turn into like little pieces. So I'll take toenails.
Am I seasoning it on something instead?
Okay, fine. All right, fine. Yeah, for sure. Yogurt.
Almond milk?
Yeah. Milk, yogurt, whatever.
All right, perfect.
I'll take that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not eating it. I'm
not going to taste it.
Okay.
First of all, there's no texture. All you're going to feel is gross. No.
Okay. Hair? I mean, toenails?
Toenails.
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 Toenails?
Yeah, toenails.
Toenails?
Yeah.
Did you just take this off of a fear?
Like, whose hair? Where the hair coming from?
Yeah, whose hair is it?
Random hair.
That's crazy.
Random hair. So I don't know whose hair it is.
You don't know who hair, and you don't know who the nails are for. From
that's
either.
Fine. It's blended.
Oh my
it's
God!
Got
someone start
it.
Creating their own this or that.
Okay. All right. You know, I got another one.
My this or that's more thoughtful and philosophical. His this
so
or
hit
that's
us with
just
one.
Drive me insane.
It's fear factor. Yeah.
I thought we were
watching a lot of fear.
Go for it.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go for another one. All right.
We signing you up for Fear Factor. We gonna see what you
for
do.
Real.
Lock his ass in the room with pitbulls.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
You gonna be in a straitjacket in a room full of nothing but friendly dogs.
I'll start barking like he
I'll
is
try
a pitbull.
To cuddle with him.
All trying to cuddle.
Get away!
Yeah.
Get away!
Oh, you
burns.
You guys,
affection.
You guys really disrespect me.
You good?
Is it a fear or a dislike?
It's a dislike.
You could just go to.
Go ahead. Okay. Keep going. Right. She asked me a question. Okay.
That was valid. Yeah, that was a valid question.
Yeah, she was setting you up though. Go. So I would keep going. Yeah.
Okay.
She tried it. She tried
I plead
it.
The fifth if I were you.
Please. The mayor's no. She
immediately. How your friend already knows me better than you.
Okay. 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 All right. I'm scared. All right. Would you rather find?
Oh my God.
Find what?
Would you
find
rather
what? What am I finding?
What? What am I looking for, Adams?
Who am I finding?
Would you rather find a used bandage in your takeout food?
That's happened before.
Huh?
That's happened before. What's the next one?
Ooh.
Ew. Or?
Really? Yeah, be like that.
Or?
What are you ordering for?
Like that. No, it don't be like that.
I've
or
never
discover
found anything
a cluster
like that.
Of maggots in your fruit bowl.
Oh, first one.
Oh, the first one.
Lee, maggots.
What do you mean that happened before?
Yeah, somebody's,
yeah,
somebody's
now you
Band-Aid
need to, like,
was in my food.
Oh, gross.
And that's probably why that store is closed now. I'm not even going to shout them out, but that's probably why they closed.
You close them down?
You would know if I close them down. I'd be on
crashing out.
Put them on a t-shirt. Oof. Pack them up.
I put them on a t-shirt. Okay.
Yeah, because like you think about it, you have a bowl of fruit with maggots in it. How much fruit have you eaten already?
Yes, exactly.
Ugh. You can see that Band-Aid.
You
ain't gonna miss a Band-Aid.
You ain't gonna miss a Band-Aid.
Imagine you eating a salad. There's just a brown thing in it. Band-Aid.
Stupid.
Band-Aid. Said, what you got there? What you got there? You'd be like, yep, Band-Aid.
Uh-huh, that's Band-Aid.
Yeah. Be like, oh, Band-Aid.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
That was easy. That's an easy choice.
You just put the Band-Aid on.
So this one, this next one is for you, actually, a personal
okay.
one.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Pack Would you up. Rather write the best book ever written and not get any credit or money for it, or go on tour with your favorite band and at the end of it all lose all of your memory?
Ooh. See, now we cooking.
That's a good
one. Cooking.
Now we cooking. I did a little something.
Nah, I mean, that went from a 1 to
it's
a 10.
It's a
what kind of book
something.
Am I writing?
Ooh.
Whatever your peak book.
Well, I don't want to lose my memories. I need to remember everything I do.
So what you want to do?
Write that book.
Okay. And just
she said write that book.
All that's it. Credibility.
I don't
money.
As long as I got the money coming, I don't give a shit.
No. I don't think you heard me.
Biblioteca.
The best book ever written and not get any credit or money for
that book.
What was the second one?
Or go on tour with your favorite band and at the end of it all lose all of your memory of it.
Let's go with lose the memory, and then I'll just repeat it again.
Oh,
and I'll just keep doing it again and again. And I'll just keep touring.
Why did you yell that out? What's book in Spanish?
Libro.
Libro.
That's crazy.
You said biblioteca?
Isn't that library?
What did you just say?
That's library, right? Biblioteca?
Yeah, that's a library.
Okay. It's full of books. Libro.
Yo, I cried. Okay. Just yelled it randomly. I was like, okay.
I was like, what?
Did I just
you
do
know
a
the
racist?
Shit I could do on tour?
Did I just do a read?
I'd rather write the best.
Are you asking for a clean version of the match
Yeah, sure. Clean version.
Clean.
Okay, ready? Ready?
Nah,
ready?
Go
ready?
For it.
All right. I got another one. Don't laugh at me.
How many?
No,
this,
I think
this
think
last
we're
one.
Past
this last
that.
One.
Go.
Okay.
Go.
Would
go,
you
go,
rather
go.
Be trapped?
Oh my God.
In a completely dark and silent room for 24 hours, and you're not alone.
Oh.
Or be forced to stand on a very narrow ledge at the top of a skyscraper for an hour.
Who am I in the room with?
I know, there. That's my question.
Hey, who is here?
We having fun? Or?
I know you hear me.
You're not.
They just breathing.
Come give me a hug.
You just know that you're not alone.
Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
But if they're not touching or anything, then that's not scary at all.
I didn't say that they didn't. I just said that you're not alone. Who knows what's going
to
happen?
You need to be a little more specific with these things.
That is plenty of specific. Put me in a room. We about to have some fun.
Yes, put me in a room.
Okay.
You about to have some fun.
Lights out.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure what that sound effect was.
You don't know who it is, Don.
I hope it's a goblin. Is it the boogeyman?
Why on
oh,
earth?
Oh, shoot. It's the boogeyman.
Oh, he's going to slide it out.
It's the boogeyman. Stupid.
All right, that's it for my this or that, guys.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's all I had. That's all I had.
I'll give you a round of applause.
Yeah,
for
you know
thank
what? First time. First time.
Yeah, first time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to work on it, but yeah, that was
we're going to work.
We're going to work.
We're going to work.
Great start. Great start.
Great start. I'm sorry. Alleged is crazy.
Alleged is crazy because if I follow him, be like, fuck you, Adam. I should have chose the room. Everybody else in the room having a blast with their guest. For real. I'm just falling.
But it's only it's less time, though. You're up there for an hour.
Yeah, right.
That's true. But like,
that's true.
On a skyscraper, though?
What if, what if I just nod off?
How you nodding off, man? I'll be alert.
I'm going to be like,
Nigga Kevin Hart, man. Just looking. What else y'all got? Y'all got games? Got more games?
Any more games?
That's it.
That was his. That was it.
That was my game.
That's all you had?
That's all you prepared for Damaris Adams?
That was my game. That was all I was.
That's all the conversation points that you had?
That was my game. That was
media training people.
Unbelievable. I have a segment. Anyways.
Okay.
Welcome to June. It's Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. So if you know a man, give him $1,000 or buy him a pair of shoes.
Hey, you heard that?
Give him $1,000, buy him a pair of shoes, buy him his favorite game. If you know any man in your life, treat him right.
Okay,
shout out to Men's Mental Health because it is important. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, a lot of people don't think it is important. I'm here to say that it is. My health matters. And it can't wait. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else feel the same way?
I agree.
A lot of people, you know, men can't share their feelings. And I'm here to say that they can.
I'll be a therapist.
Just not on this
podcast. What do you want to talk about?
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
You want to get something off your chest? We're here.
What do you want to get off your chest?
I cut my beard off.
Oh, my God.
And now I need to see what he looked like with his beard.
It was the biggest mistake of my life.
Someone show me a picture of him with his beard.
I cut my beard off and I went to my hairdresser to get my hair retwisted. And she said I look like the AI babies.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
She said I looked like a gopher.
But that's a compliment. She said you look young.
That's not a compliment. She said I look like a child.
Remember how Nicole last episode was like, yeah, she likes medium ugly.
That's how I feel. Medium ugly right now.
Medium ugly.
Actually, that's a good question. Do you know what medium ugly is?
I do not.
So that's not just a girl thing. It's just a Nicole thing. Yeah. Nicole, when you're on the next episode, we're going to dissect that further. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, immediately.
Medium ugly, my ass.
I guess it's like you're in between. You look good in certain angles and certain ones you don't.
So, but here's my thing,
that's how I would take it.
But why can't you just say like medium handsome or medium cute?
Yeah, see, that's like what I look like with a beard.
Medium.
So much better.
Good.
I miss him.
Why'd
you look that hard? He was like,
I miss him.
I miss him.
Stupid. So light skin.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
You look good with or without.
Don't call me light skin just because I'm a lighter skin than you.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right.
That's not what we're going to do.
Skin. No, I didn't mean
I hate when dark people call lighter skin people light skin.
You're brown skin, right?
I'm sorry.
Just because I'm a lighter skin than darky over
here. Okay, wow.
I'm light skin.
Oh my God.
Like, that's insane. That's insane to me.
Can we clip that? Can that be a thing? Wow. Jason, you're not going to act like you didn't hear that. Hello?
Like, that's insane to me. That's insane to me.
Oh, shit.
Jason, hello? I know you hear me. I know you see me.
Be for real.
Yeah.
Hello?
No, we hear you.
Be for real. Be for real.
That's wild, Malcolm.
Can we make sure that's clipped?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Will.
He called it.
Okay, Will, it wasn't that.
But we're not light skinned. We're brown skinned. Like,
wasn't
we're
that saying. Funny.
I'm like a mocha caramel.
We're milk chocolate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Don't like, call me light skinned.
Light skinned like caramel.
I didn't say light skinned like light.
You did
skin.
Say light skinned.
I said light skinned. Okay, so you're going to do that? That's what we're doing. I said light skinned. I didn't say darky like darky. I said darky.
Stupid. Like, I didn't say like darky like darky. I said it. You're black.
No.
You're black.
You're dumb. You're black.
I'm sorry.
Yo.
I'm sorry. No, I
y'all crazy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean, you know, that.
Y'all crazy, bro.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean when I say light skin. You know what I mean. I didn't mean it.
We're about to turn this podcast into a whole different type of thing.
For real.
You're not allowed to lead no more.
Hey, but listen.
Huh?
Back in the day, you guys did get a lot of love.
From who?
I don't know. The world.
Where?
Like back in the MySpace days, you know, when like this was a thing, the light skin face.
I was never on MySpace.
That's not light.
That was a horrible era.
Oh, I was never on MySpace. I'm not that old.
Oh my God. Excuse me.
Hello?
You don't got to be old to be on MySpace.
Yeah, idea so, what's up.
I'm not that old.
So that being said, we have one more segment here.
Oh, okay.
It's called Am I the Asshole?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to read the story.
Yeah.
At the end, just tell me if the person's the asshole or not.
Okay. We always end up being assholes in this.
All right.
It's a common trend.
Here we go. I, 34 male, has been married to my wife, 32 male, a female, sorry, tweaked up, for 6 years together for nine. So they've been together for 9 years. All right.
This man always got the card in front of him, man. He said, I tweaked out.
Run it back, please. Please run it back. That's my. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
Jason started laughing.
It's all right. I, 34 male, have been married.
Go ahead, go ahead. Yo, Malcolm's that type of person I can't look at in class, yo. Because I'm just going to be laughing. Go ahead, my fault. Yeah, right? He's going to throw me off.
Go ahead.
Oh, I, 34 male, have been married to my wife, 32 female, for 6 years, together for nine. We've had what?
What is the fuck do anything?
I mean, is anybody else catching the fact that it says wife and then female?
Please go. That's what I said. No, go ahead. My fault. I'm looking at Malcolm. I got to stop looking at Malcolm.
I ain't doing anything.
I got to stop looking at Malcolm.
I'm here with you, Will. I'm here.
Are you here?
Oh, man.
Okay. I, 34 male.
Got it.
Have been married to my wife, 32 female.
Got it.
For 6 years.
Got it.
Together for nine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We know how old they are. Part.
Yeah, we know. We know that.
We've established
them. I'm glad that we got that down. All right. We've had what we thought was stable, loving relationship. No major fights, great communication, shared values. So I thought. A couple of weeks ago, I noticed that she started acting different, guarded, always on her phone, jumping in the shower when she got home. I trusted her, but my gut was screaming, no. Last Thursday, while we were asleep, I looked at her messages. I know, not proud. That's what he put in parentheses. That's what I found in the messages, was a bunch of messages from her coworker. And it was flirty, intimate, clearly more than just a friendship. Stuff like, I wish I could fall asleep next to you. You
the
make
whore.
Me feel alive again. Nothing.
Goddamn.
The whore. All right. Nothing sexual, but all emotional. It felt worse somehow. They talked about me and they mentioned that he wouldn't understand that he doesn't, you know, please her how she,
damn,
you know,
she called his dick little.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
She
yeah.
said she got a, he got a small.
Yeah. So he eventually approached her and he said, hey, I saw your messages. She cried and admitted that it was all just emotional, nothing physical. It was just the phase that she was going through because she felt unappreciated.
Physical yet.
Yet. Yet. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I asked her.
Don't be a pendejo. Mm-hmm.
I Come asked her, why didn't she just talk asshole. To me about it? She said that she was scared and she thought that the guy would shut down. So he told her to pack her bag and leave. Her sister said that, hey, why would you want to throw away a relationship or a marriage because of something so small? Is he the asshole for telling her to get out, get your shit and leave?
Nope. She already threw away the relationship when she started those texts.
Come on,
they've
been together for 9
years.
Come on
now. Tell them.
Yep.
They've been married for what, 6?
Yeah.
Together 9. Yep. You knew what you were marrying. Why even go there?
They've only been married. Yeah. They've only been married for what, 3 years technically?
Cut it.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Cut it.
Cut it.
No, they've been married. They've been together.
They've been married for
6
years.
They've been married 15. Or they've been together 15 years.
Jeez, it's a long time.
Cut or lose.
Out of those 9 years.
Cut or lose.
Yeah,
throw it back
I mean,
in the ocean.
It depends. Wasn't physical yet, or it wasn't physical, but you got to add the yet. There's an asterisk on that. I feel like
you get cheated on.
That he knows of, though.
Yeah.
Because that's
she
not okay.
She could have just lied.
Come on now.
I don't think he's an asshole. I just imagine him when he said, "My gut was screaming no." It was like no. He's like, "What?" You know what I'm saying?
What? I hear you.
Mm-mm.
I would have crashed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have forgiven
so
her.
Have I do. Done? I do feel like Adams would crash out.
We should
out.
Establish last episode that you are a crash out.
I would have crashed out.
Completely. So what would you have done? Like crash. Break out. It down. Like what would have happened first?
Well,
it's the first step.
Step zero is getting her out the house.
Okay.
Okay.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. What happens if she don't want to go?
Yeah. police.
No, police. That's it.
I take it they don't have any kids.
Oh, that too. I mean, that too.
According to their don't. They don't seem like it.
Oh, that
clean,
adds to it.
Clean break.
Easy process.
Peace out.
Okay. Said, oh, that's clean.
Oh, that's easy. Spartan kick right out the door.
Goodbye.
This is my house.
For real.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's not the evil.
Harlot. Wow. Insubordinate.
Oh my gosh.
Churlish.
Churlish.
Whore.
Oh wow.
That's where she was going. That's where she was going. Let's be real. I guarantee you there was makeout sessions and touchy feely at work.
Come on now.
Promise you.
Come on now. She's only crying because she got caught.
Exactly.
Come on now. Come on now.
She's only crying because
for you to feel that comfortable. It was more than
that. Sorry, more than that. Yeah.
Come on now. Come on.
She's not sorry that it happened. She's sorry that she got caught.
Come on now.
You said that already. Go ahead. No.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
Let me know, Pastor. It's just. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way that he could be
because
the
a-hole. And the sister knew.
The sister knew what was going on. For the sister to try to use that line on him, she knew what was going on.
Something so small.
Girl, don't. Yep.
Mm-mm. Something so small.
That ain't small.
Mm. And you know what's funny?
Go ahead.
You know what's funny?
Uh-oh. Let me know.
About triggered. The enemy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something about the enemy. Go ahead.
Come on. Malfunctioned.
No, go ahead.
Is that a lot of times?
Come on.
He'll call his wrongdoings something small. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just something small.
Mm-hmm. She called his dick small.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's a different angle.
She definitely did.
That's a different.
With the work husband, it's crazy.
Hey, even a garden snake bites.
Oh, come on.
Go ahead.
I like that. Now. Preach.
Don't
preach.
Matter if it's a pet snake, it's still a snake.
Come on now. Come on. Still slithers. Come on.
I don't let any of that shit in my house. I'm good.
Okay.
On the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Come on out.
Yo, this I hate you. Back with the sinners.
Oh my gosh.
And now I'm gonna have to watch it. Is that good?
So no, that movie really is good.
We all don't agree
with
that.
I'm supposed to watch it tomorrow.
Work husbands, work wives, none of that, right?
No.
Work hubby?
Yeah, and you know
sorry.
What's crazy?
So that's a big thing.
I can't say
is
that.
Is he giving her like an allowance? Thing.
What?
Excuse me?
Just don't say any names.
I can't. Well, there is some
go ahead. Mm, talk about it.
You know, old girl.
We here
mm-hmm. that does it with oh boy.
Okay.
You know, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that she was married.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
married.
What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the movie?
Sinners?
Hello?
Yes.
Mally.
Did you watch the movie?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, boy. Who's singing?
We're not spoiling the movie.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to spoil it. I didn't say any names.
Oh, boy, who was singing? Main character.
And he did the thing?
With the
infidelity. That's the
Yeah, it's wild.
She had a horseman. No time.
And
we rooted for them. It's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, get it.
I did too.
And then we sat back and was like, wait, hold up.
Yeah,
hold up.
There's a special
place in hell for men
Mary,
that cheat
though,
and women.
Come on,
when
now.
They're married.
Was
I'm
it
sorry.
Mary though?
No. Not that couple. The other one.
Oh.
The one who was singing.
They both were
the preacher boy.
No, Mary wasn't.
Listen,
that's
let's not talk about it then.
Yeah,
now I want to know. Now I want to know. You got to give me the spoilers.
When you watch tomorrow, you'll see.
You got to give me the spoilers.
Well, you ain't seen it now,
listen, I'm the type of person that I will fast forward a movie.
Oh, no.
To see, and then I go back. Yes, I do.
That's not okay.
I sit there and I'm so anxious and I'm like, I need to fucking know.
So you would just fast forward to the part and then go back?
You sound like a horrible person to watch movies with.
Oh, no. If I'm watching it with you, I'm not going to do that. But if I'm by myself, you best believe.
She in the movie theater up at the top. Let me pause it.
Oh yeah, definitely do not tell me you saw it because I will sit there like you
ask
need to
questions?
Tell me what's gonna happen.
Nah.
Why? No, why do that? No,
because I like spoilers. I read the back of a book before I start it.
That's crazy. That's
I don't know. I don't like surprises.
But how do you
read
enjoy the process
so
of
how do you,
finding out?
How do you watch live shows?
Just, I still enjoy you, the shit out of it. Do I do.
You don't like surprises? How do you watch shows? You watched the last episode?
How
did we get here?
And then you work your way back?
She watched the last episode. You're probably wondering how we got here. Yeah.
Nope, I Google the shit. I'm like, does this person die? No?
Really?
Okay, we're good.
Crazy.
Does this person die? Oh, he does. Okay. I don't read how he died, but I need to know.
That's
I can't. I don't know. My mind, I don't know if it's ADHD
it's
or what, but
she's
I
like,
need
nah,
it.
I want to know.
I need to know.
I want to know.
My mind's telling me no.
So I Google everything.
My bad.
And I'll sit there watching YouTube clips.
Is that Robert Kelly?
Is that Robert?
Oh, this is a great episode. Okay, Adams, do the outro.
Okay. No, I don't want to do the outro. Can you
Oh my gosh, this has been another episode of Talk to Me Nice. Damaris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Awesome. Podcast. Anytime. This is a lot of fun. Shout out the Backstreet Boys. Shout out Sleepy Token.
Sleep Token. Get it right.
You got to get it right, man.
Sleepy.
You got to exit this episode with real. Sleep Token.
Shout out.
Put some emergency.
Shout out a sleeping coin.
Come on, yo.
Sleeping coin.
You need to get it right.
It's been your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_K. Hey, why you already know the vibes.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time, I am Will_visual.
What you can't see.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
What we finna do?
Check me out.
Oh, that's so cool. And it's your boy Adams Desir. That's A-D-A-M-S.
On it.
D.
He sound like he belong on a radio station.
R. Follow me on all social media platforms. Thank
Boom.
You.
Nice.
Damaris.
And plug yourself.
You sound like you belong on a radio station. Delilah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Damaris, you can follow me on Instagram, ddel322.
Woo!
Nice.
We're about to end this with some Sleep Token.
I don't know about that.
Okay, what song are you picking?
I don't know about that.
Leave my Sleep Token alone. Wait, what's that one?
Oh no, I didn't choose it. It's not me. Well, you
were oh,
nice, nice. He's on it. He's on it. He's on it.
Wait, you got to pull up the lyrics to it. Don't do that. No worship.
I'll praise the my God.
Don't let
nothing.
Don't
let nothing stay in this studio, God. Please.
I claim no bad energy.
Listen.
No bad energy.
You just gotta listen to the lyrics and you'll see that they don't worship anything.
Can we pray? Yeah, it's a good time to pray.
Come on, Adams.
You can't pray with Sleep Token on.
Adams, can you lead us in prayer? Thank you.
I can't even hear
God
my
the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We thank you for allowing us all to be here today to shoot Talk to Me Nice podcast. I pray that there are no sleepy demons. I mean, sleepy tokens. I mean, sleepy, whatever those things are.
Yeah, no coins that are asleep,
us,
Father.
Please, I pray for traveling mercies.
My money's alive.
So that we may go on our merry way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just going to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
There's a whole TikTok group, and they're all Christians that listen to Sleep Token.
Yeah.
And they talk about them and why they listen to them, and they don't, but they don't go to the concert.
Yeah.
So you're not the only one, okay?
Yeah, no, I didn't say nothing. Yeah, no.
Hey, well, this has been another episode of Talk to Me Nice. Talk to Me Nice, and we're out.
Peace.